ladies, gentlemen, and fabulous beings from all walks of life.
We're here to spill the tea, serve the shade, and keep you updated on all things fabulous.
Welcome to What in Gay Hell, your one-stop rainbow-colored podcast extravaganza.
Darling, that's right. I'm your host, Cassandra, and joining me is the fabulous and fierce co-host Sable. Together, we're your guides through the dazzling world of LGBTQ plus culture and beyond.
Get ready for a wild ride as we dive into the latest trends.
So, darling, grab your rainbow flags, your glitter, and a martini. It's time to embark on a fabulous journey with us.
Spill the piping hot tea on news that matters to our community.
You're in for a treat. Buckle up, fabulous listeners, because it's going to be one heck of a ride. Welcome to the fabulous chaos that is What in Gay Hell.
And explore the stars with our fabulous horoscope reading. Each episode will be your passport to gay hell and beyond, where the glitter never fades. The pride is always on display. Let's dive into the fabulous world of What in Gay Hell. Welcome, darlings, to the podcast that'll leave you saying, "What in gay hell just happened?" Without further ado,
let's get this party started.
Welcome back to What in Gay Hell. Today we're diving into the world of Minecraft, where a group of dedicated players have started a revolution against Mojang, demanding bigger updates for their beloved game. But what's all the fuss about, and why are Minecraft players so passionate about this? Let's find out in today's episode. To start, let's set the stage. Minecraft, developed by Mojang Studios, is one of the most popular and enduring games in the world. It's a sandbox game that allows players to build, explore, and survive in a blocky, procedurally generated world. Over the years, Minecraft has received numerous updates, adding new content and features, keeping the player base engaged.
Minecraft has been a part of my life for years, and it's incredible, but we need more, we need bigger updates.
Our story begins with a group of dedicated Minecraft players who felt that the recent updates were not living up to their expectations. They believed that Mojang had slowed down in delivering substantial content, and this discontent led to the birth of the Minecraft Revolution. These players came together on forums, social media, and in-game to voice their concerns. They said, and I quote, "We love the game, but we want to see it evolve even further. We need Mojang to listen to our demands." The Minecraft Revolution movement has several key demands. Players are calling for bigger and more frequent updates, asking for new features, biomes, and mobs to be added regularly. They also want more attention given to underdeveloped aspects of the game, such as caves and the Nether. These players see these demands as essential to keeping the game fresh and exciting. How did Mojang respond to this uprising of passionate players? Initially, there was some resistance from the developers, as they have their own plans and schedules for updates. However, as the movement grew, Mojang began to take notice. They engaged with the community through official channels, acknowledging the players' concerns.
"We love the game, but we want to see it evolve even further. We need Mojang to listen to our demands."
What does the future hold for Minecraft with the revolution ongoing? Mojang is at a crossroads. They are considering adjusting their development strategies to meet the demands of the players. The Minecraft Revolution has shown the power of a passionate gaming community, and the outcome of this movement could reshape the future of Minecraft updates.
And from Mojang representative said, and I quote, "We value the Minecraft community's input, and we hear your demands. We are committed to delivering an experience that keeps Minecraft fresh and exciting for everyone. We're not against Mojang, we just want to see our beloved game continue to grow and thrive together. We can make Minecraft even more incredible."
As we wrap up today's discussion on the Minecraft Revolution and the passionate gaming community, it's essential to remember that while gaming is a wonderful and immersive hobby, it's not the only aspect of our lives. In today's fast-paced world, sometimes it feels like there's an overwhelming amount happening around us, and while gaming isn't inherently bad, we should consider giving some focus to what's happening in the world beyond our screens.
We're not suggesting that gaming is something to be frowned upon or discarded. It can be a source of enjoyment, community, and even a creative outlet. However, it's crucial to strike a balance between our virtual worlds and the real world. Some individuals may immerse themselves in gaming to the point where it becomes their entire life, leaving them with little to show for it in the physical world. In this era of information overload and constant digital stimulation, it's easy to get lost in the vast virtual landscapes of our favorite games. But let's remember that the world we live in is also rich with experiences, opportunities, and challenges. It's important to take the time to engage with our communities, explore our passions, and contribute to making the world a better place.
And that's it for today's episode on the Minecraft Revolution. The passionate Minecraft community is pushing for bigger and better updates, and their voices are being heard. And we will be right back. In this next segment, we're diving into the unique intersection of celebrities and the crypto world with a special focus on the latest buzz surrounding Logan Paul's involvement with CryptoZoo. Let's explore what's happening and why it's making headlines. The fusion of celebrities and the cryptocurrency world has been gaining momentum in recent years, from music artists to actors. More and more well-known figures are dipping their toes into the crypto universe, often by launching their own tokens, participating in NFTs, or endorsing crypto projects.
Celebrities have a massive influence on popular culture, and when they engage with the crypto space, it can both attract new investors and stir up controversies.
One of the latest celebrity-endorsed crypto projects to capture attention is CryptoZoo, launched by Logan Paul, the famous YouTuber and internet personality. CryptoZoo is an NFT-based venture centered around collectible animals. Each creature is represented as an NFT, making it a part of a virtual zoo that users can explore and trade.
Logan Paul said, and I quote, "CryptoZoo is not just about collecting NFT animals, it's about bringing a whole new level of interaction and excitement to the crypto world. It's something truly unique."
Logan Paul's involvement with CryptoZoo has generated significant buzz in both the crypto and mainstream media. Fans and followers of Logan Paul are showing immense interest in the project, and it's not just about the financial aspect, it's about the experience, the community, and the allure of owning virtual unique creatures.
A crypto user said, and I quote, "I've been a Logan Paul fan for years, and CryptoZoo just feels like a whole new level of connection with him. It's exciting to be part of something he's passionate about."
However, like many celebrity crypto projects, CryptoZoo has not been without its critiques and concerns. Critics argue that celebrity-driven ventures can sometimes lack transparency and substance, leading to potential risks for investors.
"I personally think it's great to see celebrities enter the crypto space, but we need to be cautious. Not every project has a solid foundation, and investors should do their due diligence before diving in."
We can't help but wonder about the future of celebrity-driven crypto projects. Will they become a lasting and impactful part of the cryptocurrency landscape, or is this just a passing trend? Only time will tell, but one thing is for sure: celebrity influence on crypto is here to stay.
Celebrities bring a lot of attention to the crypto space, and that's a good thing, but it's up to the community and the investors to ensure that these projects are worthwhile and have a meaningful impact.
Remember to stay informed, stay cautious, and always conduct your own research when considering any crypto investment. As always, we'll be back with more intriguing stories and trends from the world of entertainment and technology. Until then, take care and happy investing. Thank you for staying with us. And in today's episode, we're diving into a recent and alarming discovery. The Darkgate campaign, which is exploiting instant messaging platforms to infiltrate organizations and deliver malicious payloads, this campaign poses a significant risk to cybersecurity, and we'll explore the details in this episode. The information in this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and does not constitute professional advice. For expert advice on cybersecurity, please consult a certified professional. The Darkgate campaign, recently identified by Trend Micro as Trojan Spy Auto at Darkgadia, has been active from July to September. This campaign has been gaining attention for its novel approach to compromising organizations. It leverages instant messaging platforms as a vector to deliver a malicious payload.
The Darkgate campaign is a cause for concern. It demonstrates how attackers are constantly evolving their tactics to breach organizations, and instant messaging platforms have become their latest target.
So how does the Darkgate campaign work? The attackers use a VBA loader script to initiate their attack. Victims unknowingly download and execute this script through instant messaging applications like Skype and Teams. Once executed, it fetches and runs a second stage payload, which contains AutoIT scripting housing the Darkgate malware code.
This multi-stage attack is highly sophisticated. It allows the attackers to maintain a level of stealth and avoid detection by security measures in place.
One of the intriguing aspects of the Darkgate campaign is the mystery surrounding how the originating accounts of the instant messaging applications were compromised. While it's not entirely clear, experts hypothesize that attackers gained access either through leaked credentials available on underground forums or through a previous compromise of the parent organization.
The exact point of entry remains elusive. It's a reminder of the importance of strong password security and constant vigilance in the face of evolving cyber threats.
The Darkgate campaign raises serious concerns about the security of organizations relying on instant messaging platforms. The compromise of these platforms can lead to data breaches, espionage, and the potential disruption of essential services.
It's a wake-up call for organizations to reevaluate their security protocols, update their systems, and conduct regular security awareness training for employees.
As we conclude this episode, it's evident that the Darkgate campaign is a clear demonstration of the ever-evolving nature of cybersecurity threats. Organizations and individuals must remain vigilant and proactive in protecting their digital assets. Stay informed, stay secure, and stay tuned for more updates on the ever-changing landscape of cybersecurity.